Welcome back, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. Appreciate y'all coming in and joining us. You're just like walking into my house, Rosie on the House. I'm here with my co-host and son, Romy Romero, my wife, sweet Jennifer, is our call screener. Our board technician is Michael Reisch, the proud, proud South Dakota jackrabbit. And ding! Listen, you may have traveled. We were talking to John J. Harper earlier in the Landscape Hour last hour about all the traffic he saw getting up to the rim. So there's a lot of you that are now tuned in to us at your second home, at your weekend cabin. And you're thinking, gosh, man, I haven't tended to this or I haven't tended to that. You know, the thing about going to a second home up in the mountains is you don't want to think. You want to think about, okay, I need my boots. I need my canteen. I need my GPS. I need my compass. I need my maps. I need my bird watching manual. I need my topo maps. You know, you're thinking, I need my fishing gear. I need my power bait. You're thinking about all the things you want to do. And then you get to this home. You get to this cabin. You get to this second habitat location. It's your happy place. It's where you want to spend all your weekends, every single weekend of the year. And you open the door to find some deferred maintenance project that is just whispering in your ear and nagging at you the whole time you're there. Why aren't you taking care of that little water leak spot on the ceiling? And why are you out here fishing and not taking care of the peeling paint on the fascia? If you find yourself in that situation this morning, you can reach us by calling 1-888-767-4348, and we'll help talk you through how to most easily fix whatever dilemma you found as it relates to opening up that cabin that you're probably there sitting in today. Because according to John J. Harper, there's no one left in Phoenix. They were all on Beeline Highway yesterday. And all Tonto National Forest, as of Thursday morning, was the last forest, National Forest in Arizona to lift a fire ban. We do not have a fire ban in Arizona on July 4th weekend. We got to try and get a hold of Jim Cross on his cell phone and say, hey, when was the last time we didn't have, you know, fire warnings in Arizona in July. So very, very fortunate this season with a very wet May, a very hot June. Seems like a very wet. I talked to a good friend of mine up in Alpine, Arizona last night and has nice and cold. John Jay said it was 59 and raining in Christopher Creek this morning. Just soaking it up, baby, soaking it up. We had enough rain and moisture in Colorado that they pushed back the water restrictions on the Colorado River another whole year. We have a lot to be grateful about right now.
Boudreaux's up in Greer at the Sunrise archery tournament, and it says it's just, they got little jackets on this morning, a little mist, and it is beautiful. Their boots are wet from all the dew on the grass walking around.
And we talked to Eddie Hancock this morning from beautiful Taylor, Arizona. If you don't know where Taylor is, as you're leaving Sholo, heading out over towards the Springerville area, you're just going to turn north and get up to Taylor and Snowflake. Absolutely gorgeous little community in northern Arizona. And they had the Anvil launch this morning at 5 o'clock this morning. So it is their annual start of the 4th of July parade.
Yeah, you were talking about opening up a cabinet. I just want to read a text that I got from my buddy yesterday afternoon. If you ever want to see a woman truly lose her bleep, go into a family cabin at 5:30 p.m. to find piles of mice droppings and a pair of dead mice. The list of viruses our kids were going to get included everything just short of zombie werewolf Hep C. Thank goodness this cabin is not on my side.
Oh, not my side of the family. Huh? All right, so give us a ring. Maybe you've stayed home. Maybe you're one of the smart ones and you just stayed home and you got a three-day weekend out of the deal and you're trying to tackle an extra project in, about, and around your house. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. We show up every Saturday morning with the objective of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we do that by educating you and protecting you about making mistakes on improvements or maintenance projects in and about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And you better do it quick because I may not be doing this that much longer. That's right. I may.
Your retirement's finally knocking at your door?
Retirement, I don't even hear the knock of retirement on my door yet.
Oh, got something
but
else to do?
I may start a second career.
Okay.
I was able to take something off my bucket list. I didn't even know it was on my bucket list Thursday night when I heard from the Diamondbacks, and they said, Rosie, would you be interested in throwing out the first pitch in the game against the Rockies at Chase One Ballpark Thursday night? I said, well, sure. I hadn't thrown a baseball in about 47 years, so I went to Sports Authority. I bought a package of three and took them out to the backyard, and I used my archery target. And wound up and cranked up a few nights in a row, and I was just sure I was going to throw a perfect strike. I was just positive of it. So was gathered and joined by a bunch of friends. We all went down on the field together, and I'm going to apply for the Diamondbacks' official opening pitcher. They got a
starting pitcher.
No.
Okay.
Half their players are pitchers. You know that? Almost half the roster is pitchers.
I didn't know that.
They've got the starting pitchers. They've got the relief pitchers. They've got the closing pitchers. They need an opening pitcher.
Now, Rosie, I got to jump in here. You know, I watched it, and I put together some things that
seemed very accurate.
You
watch it. I did it, baby. I put the heat on that thing.
Well,
she went burning
see,
in there.
That's just not how I saw it. So here's kind of, I put together some things of more an accurate portrayal of what happened.
Oh, really? Our pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Rosie Romero.
Play ball.
Let's hope this guy doesn't go from giving out home improvement advice to giving up home runs.
His specialty is the Cajun curveball.
More like a Louisiana slow pitch.
Anything travels that far, I'd have the stewardess on it, don't you think?
Are you crying?
Just a bit outside.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
That was my biggest fear. That was absolutely my biggest fear.
If our listeners want to judge for themselves, they can go to Facebook and see the video there. It's making quite the circulation.
I threw it a little high, and I threw it a little inside for a right-handed pitcher. As I walked up to the player that was the catcher for me, Chase Anderson, he said, well, Rosie, it's a good thing we didn't have a batter up there because you probably would have hit him right in the left temple. You'd have knocked him out cold. I said, well, I was doing that to intimidate those guys over there in the Rockies bullpen. I am their new secret weapon. Rosie, the rocket launcher, baby. So thank you for the Diamondbacks for allowing me to do that. We had more than just a little bit of fun pulling that off. We're talking 4th of July events. We had a history professor in for the 7 o'clock hour. That was one of the most fun 7 o'clock hours we've done. Mike, keep that because I'm going to want to listen to that over and over and over again. I listened and learned things about the Declaration of Independence. We tried to give you all points that you could learn about the Declaration of Independence that you could go to the evening family barbecue tonight and fireworks show, and you could use your finger and you could point it in somebody's chest and just poke them on the chest. Did you know this? Did you know that? We tried to give you some real Declaration of Independence nerd points. Romy's got some day in history facts he wants to cover throughout the course of today. 4th of July had a lot of very interesting events. But we're also here to take your call at 1-888-767-4348. So as I venture all over the place about patriotic 4th of July stuff, my first pitch at the Diamondbacks game, a Declaration of Independence learning points, we are a home improvement call-in show, and we will take your call. 1-888-767-4348. Let's welcome Paul into the conversation, who's got a little project going on this 4th of July. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, Rosie? Thanks for taking the call.
You betcha, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to tell you that, you know, the saying mountain out of a molehill, I think you might be making a mountain out of the mound if you think they'll give you a job there at Diamondbacks, but hey, go for it.
You don't think I have a chance of getting that as a second career?
Well, maybe not consecutively. They might call you every now and then.
Well, you go on the YouTube or Facebook and watch that pitch, baby. I burned it in there, man. I burned it in there.
Okay. Anyway, the reason why I called was, actually, we've had this house about going on a little over 5 years, maybe almost six.
Okay.
And I noticed this slight imperfection in the bedroom ceiling where you can see basically where it looks like the stud of the, I mean, not the stud, but the joists or whatever in the ceiling have settled a little bit, and they've caused a little bit of an indentation, not an indentation, but an actual protrusion on the ceiling side.
Right.
And, of course, I can tell the joists because they're evenly spaced, all of that.
Okay, good.
And I was wondering if it's kind of funny because my wife just noticed it this morning, so obviously it's now a project. So I figured, well, I'm going to call and see if it really is a big issue and if I can just plaster over it or something.
Yeah, what's your wife's name?
I don't know. That would give too much clues on the radio.
Okay, I tell you what. Here's what you're going to do, Paul. You're going to call our drywall magician, okay?
Okay.
We call him the wizard. His name is Rick Thompson. He lives right over by you. And,
okay.
And his number is 602-330-7754. His
okay, name is, can you do that again? 602
what? 330-7754.
So I got 602-330-7754.
That's it. You call Rick, and you tell Rick that we talked about him on the radio. He'll come by one day when he's running right by your house. He'll come by for free. Tell him Rosie said that. He'll come by for free. He'll take a look at it, and it could be a number of different things that are now beginning to cause that sheetrock to start warping and twisting just a little bit. And you're true. You're right. If it's gotten to the point your wife is noticing it, that's probably the point you need to take care of it. It can be tricky. It can actually be quite a bit of work, but let Rick take a look at it first, and we'll go from there. You get that done for free because you're a listener of Rosie on the House. We'll be right back.